We are on Daf Chof Amud Aleph. I'd like to mention, before we go further, a beer I saw in Mishnah Halevi. We had here a Mois HaRishaynis L'Kedushin Nitnu. Chumim hold like that. Nachman by Yitzchak Alibi the Rabbi Yisrael reviewed the holes like that. Mois HaRishaynis L'Kedushin Nitnu. So he brings down a Ha'ore. So L'Chayre, what makes the Kedushin? Mois HaRishaynis L'Kedushin Nitnu. That's what it says. The Mois HaRishaynis make Kedushin. But it's very interesting. Ketzad Mitzvahs Yud, the Gemara says on Daf Yud, Tesamid Beis, Oyma lo bifnei shnayim, areyat muyedesli, areyat muresesli. So he says bifnei shnayim, areyat muyedesli. So l'cheir it's a pella. The Kenyan issues is chal from the Mois HaRishaynis. So the Maise Kenyan was when he gave the money to the father. Then there's no areyat muyedesli, then there's no edim. Now, when he decides to make yud, he doesn't give it a puta. Here, now you need to aid him. If we would learn that the Ika Kedushin is, when he gives the Mois HaRishaynis, now later he can just tell us, was it the Kedushin or wasn't the Kedushin? So l'chayre, aid him you should need before, not now. So he said, so it would seem from this that it's not pshat as I'm making Kedushin then, and I'll decide if it was Kedushin, if it was for Kenyan Shivches. It's the other way around. The yield that he makes when he makes it, that makes it into Mois HaKedushin. Mois HaRishaynis L'Kedushin Nitnu, that it becomes Mois HaKedushin, if I say later Bifnei Shnayim, Hareyat miyuedesli. So Mamela could be there's no problem with Breira over here. Not pshat as I'm making something now. What am I making? We'll decide later. That's Breira. You're making something now and there'll be Nizbara later. I'm making later. There's a, the Chiddush of Yud is that by later saying, when I say it, Hareyat miyuedesli, that makes that the Mois should be Mois Shel Kedush. And with this, he wants to explain, I think he brings from Abnei Nezer, such a svara. There's a Moiradike Yerushalmi. We learned yesterday, if you hold Mois HaRishaynis L'Kedushin Nitnu, so what is the din if the father married her off, and later the Odin made Yud, so she's married to the Odin. Mois HaRishaynis L'Kedushin Nitnu. So she's married to the Yod. So there's a Moiradike Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Bamed Vorem Amurim, if the father only made Eresin. But if the father made Nisuin, so then, Afulu you hold Mois HaRishaynis L'Kedushin Nitnu, she's married to the second one. So L'Cheira, this is Achidus Dume. I mean, if we say, Igoli Milsala Mafre, she was an Ashes Ish, by the Peshas Nesines Hamois, what's a chilek if he made Eres and he made Nesuit, but she's an Ashes Ish La Mafreya. So he brings down from the Avnei Nezer, that Avnei Nezer says, this Rayin, she's not, but Peshas the father gave the money, there wasn't Mois of Ishes. The Maise Yud that he makes with the Amo, this makes, this shafts that the Mois HaRishaynis should be Mois Shel Kedushin. But its pshat is you have to make a Maise Yud. Kol Zman she's an Arusa, even though she's an Arusa to someone, you can still make a Maise Yud with her. Because after Eresin she's still not in the Rishus HaOrus. So the concept of making yud with an arusa still applies. But if she's a nesua already, you can't make a maisa yud. with a nesua. If he can't make a maisa yid with a nesua, so this whole cheshbon that the maisa yid creates retroactively, that the maisa reshaina should be maisa kedushin, it only works if I make a maisa yid with her. A maisa yid can only be done with an arusa at the most, and not with a nesua. We are on Daf Chof Amud Aleph. Tani Chode. We learned one Baraisa. This is by the small Aleph of the Mesiris of the Eint Mishpat in Er Mitzvah. Tani Chode. We learned one Baraisa. Moicha La'oviv. That a person can sell his daughter to be an Oma Evriya by his father, by her Zayde. Ve'ein moicha levnoi. But he can't sell his daughter to be an Oma Evriya by his son. Ve'tanya idach. We learned another baraisa. Ein moicha loy la'oviv ve'loy levnoi. We learned a second baraisa. There the second baraisa says that you can't sell her loy la'aviv v'loy levnoi. So bishloim, so the Gemara says the second baraisa, ene moicha loy la'aviv v'loy levnoi kerabono. This is very good. Yerva machloikes the rabbona Rabbi Lezer a moicha lekoyvim, or ein moicha lekoyvim. The rabbona hold ein moicha lekoyvim, because it has to be roi for yield, and by chayvim we're talking the chayvim krisis. It's not roi yield, so it's very good. You can't sell your daughter to your father because that's bas benoi. She's an elder. You can't sell your daughter to your son because she's a chaysoi may ovid. Elam moicha la'ovid ve'ein moicha levnoi. But the first baraisa that says to the father you could sell and to the son you can't sell, keman. So this is very difficult. Loi kerabonan v'loi kerabi alesa. It's mamish sapella. Sumo says loi lam kerabonan. Moi de rabonan eicha deika tzad yield. If there's a tzad yield, so memele. So these rabbanon hold an afsharis of yield is also sufficient. That means miyadoi levnoi. So if meicha la'aviv, so vashteitzech, the father cannot be miyayid herself because this is bas benoi. It's an elve, but he could be miyayid her to benoi. The benoi, so gabi benoi, it's bas ochiv. So bas ochiv is muta. So this baraisa holds that it is sufficient if there's afsharis to make a yield levnoi. That's also good. The first baraisa holds that in order that the mechira should be chal, it has to be possible to make yield with the other. What does Rashi say? Ein moichen la'aviv shasur aloi mishum bas benoi v'loi livnoi davalei achoise ben kedushin teifsen b'chai v'krisis kibbala kamo eichadi ketzad yud kshe moichen la'aviv v'yesh loi ben and he has a ben liyad o livnoi kenne doch miyad za livnoi davalei bas ochit avu kshe moichen livnoi ein kan tzad yud. But if he sells her to his son, loy loy, v'loy livnoi, avloy achayis oviv. Because this, so she's also to his son's son, because this is achayis oviv. Tana Rabbon, the pasuk says, im begapo yovoi begapo yetze. So we have here two ways how to learn pshat, im begapo yovoi begapo yetze. One pshat is begufoi nichnas, begufoi yeitze. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, yechidi nichnas, yechidi yeitze. So the Gemara asks, what is pshat in these drashas? Mai begufoi nichnas, begufoi yeitze. Omar Rove Loimar Sheine Yaitse Beroshe Evorim Ke'evet. It doesn't go out Beroshe Evorim Ke'evet. Now, what does this mean? So Baruch Hashem, I found the Malbim in Parshas Mishpatim that says as follows. He explains the Mechilta, and it's beautiful. An Eved Kenani, let us just see the top Taisvis, which was really going in the Gemara later, but it'll be very chosh for us to learn it now. Sheini Yaitzei Baroshe Evorim Kevet. So I have a posik that tells us that an Eved Ivri is not like an Eved Knani. The Salke Daitach, I would think, Legora me Eved Knani. He's not worse than Eved Knani. An Eved Knani, Sheni Yaitze Bishesh, the Yoibu, Ubi Giroin Kesser, Voi Vides Abbas, the Lohochi Yaitze Beroshe Evorim. So if I wouldn't say any posik, you'd ask me a shaila, does an Eved Ivri go out Baroshi Avorim? Avada Gibbis. I mean, if an Eved Knani, which doesn't have any of the Ribu Yitzis that an Eved Ivri has, Abba from Desen Baroshi Avorim goes out, so an Eved Ivri Zicha goes out Baroshi Avorim. So without any limudim, it's a double poshut that he goes out Baroshi Avorim. Less mandapol. Fine. Now, an Eved Ivri that goes out Beroshe Yevorim. So the halacha is that he goes out, but he doesn't have to pay him for the Roshe Yevorim. That means he's Sima Seinov, so he goes out, but he doesn't pay, he doesn't, an Eved Knani. Eved Knani doesn't pay him for the Roshe Yevorim. He goes out with that. Shteiten Posik, in begufa yavoi, begufa yetze. What does that mean? If he became an Eved Ivri with an eye, begufa, he had two eyes, he should leave also with two eyes. Now what does it mean he should leave with two eyes? It means that if the Odin is misame es einov, he pays for the eye that he took out. Ayin tachas ayin, Chazal tell us, means demei ayin. That is the taich ayin tachasayin. So memele in begufoy nichnas begufoy yeitze. So this pasuk is telling us that when he goes out, he goes the way he came in. He came in with two eyes, so he goes out with two eyes. What do you mean he goes out with two eyes? The other took out one eye, so he pays for the second eye. So Memela, the Pasuk is telling us, he doesn't go out like an Eved Ivri without receiving a payment. Well, he doesn't go out like an Eved Knani without receiving a payment for the eye. He gets paid for the eye. And Eved Knani goes out, he's missing an eye. And Eved Ivri goes out, he's going out with two eyes because he gets paid for the eye that was blinded. So now let's see the Gemara. Now we'll see the Gemara's Moira de Klo. So, the Gemara is going to explain as follows. My begufa nichnas begufa yeitze. This is the drosha of the Tanakam. Omar Rav, loimar she'eino yeitze berosha yevorim ke'eved. He doesn't go out like an Eved Knani. An Eved Knani goes out missing an eye. He doesn't go out missing an eye. He gets paid for the eye that was blinded. Fine. Omar lei Abaye, so Abaye said, Ahu mi loy seitze ketzei sabodim nafka. There's another pasuk that says that an Om Evriya does not go out like an Eved Knani, and that's what it means. It means that an Om Evriya gets paid for her eye, not the way an Eved Knani goes out. So Rava answered, Ime hasam, if we'd only say that pasuk, loy seitze ketzei sabodim, I would say that's Hakibshat. She doesn't go out like an Eved Knani. You pay for the eye. The Nefek, and you go out. That's that you don't go out like an Eved Knani. You go out with two eyes. One working and one being paid for. Kamash Malon. So now, what is the Kamash Malon? So the Kamash Malon is now as follows. In Begufa Yavai Begufa Yeitze means that if
So the first pasuk is coming to tell us that if they came in with two eyes, you leave with two eyes. Sometimes that means that you have to pay for that. That's the first pasuk. Loisei tzeketzei savodim is coming to tell us that she doesn't go out like an evikani goes out. I would have a havamina like Taisa says. Go out, she's even goes out. A kalvachayim of an evikani. Loisei tzeketzei savodim. Now the pasuk is telling us there's no din yitzia of roshei evorim. So that's these two psukim. So the first pasuk is telling us she gets paid for the eye that was blinded, or he gets paid evidently. And the second pasuk is telling us there's no yitzia of Rosh Hayevol. Let us see Rashi. Beguf ha-yetzi l'kame meforish, shechid ha-yetzi l'kame meforish. Hava mine le'yseitzi b'Rosh Hayevorim keb. Would only say le'yseitzi k'tzei savodim. So what means his yitzia is not like the yitzia of an eviknani. Sheyoytze, because he leaves veinaytel klum. Avozu seitze v'sitel d'meyena. She goes out and she takes the meyayim. Kamashim lanko yiseira dein din yitzia bechasaran evorin klaus. And the second pasuk is coming to tell us there's no din yitzia period. That's pshat in the second pasuk. That is according to the Tanakham. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Yechidi Nichnas, Yechidi Yeitzei. Mai, Yechidi Yeitzei. Omer Rav Nachman ba Yitzchok, Hochi Komam. Yesh loy isha ubonim, Rabbi Moshe loy Shifra Knanis. If he has an isha ubonim, Rabbi Moshe loy Shifra Knanis. Ein loy isha ubonim, Ein Rabbi Moshe loy Shifra Knanis. So now I'd like to say over the Dibrei David from the Taz ala Torah. So the Taz says as follows. If a person is not married, he's a yechidi. He's alone. He's a loner. He's not together with a wife. If he has a wife and he doesn't have children, he's also a yechidi. What is the Taz? Avram Avinu said, "V'anoichi hoylech ariri." Now, what does ariri mean? So there's a Rashi in Yirmiyah. Rashi says in Yirmiyah, "V'ha'ya ke'aror ba'arove." So Rashi says, "Ke'etz yechidi loshen ariri." So aror is a loshen ariri. It's a yechidi. So that means you could have a wife if you don't have any children. You're also a yochid. That means that not a yochid is you have a wife and a hemshech, you have generations, you have children. That's about this, it's, I'm a yochid, I'm a yochid, I won't leave over anybody. So memele, so that is pshat and posik. The posik says that if he has a isha bonim, he did not come in a yechid, he came in with a wife and children. So then, Rabbi Moshe loy shifcha knanis. Ein loy isha bonim. He doesn't have a wife and children. The pashtus is, he doesn't have both. That's the pashtus from the Gemara. The Tais Sarosh and the Rash, the Shash want to say maybe one is enough. Okay, but al kaponim, the Tassas klonitazai. The Tais Sarosh is also misopic. That you need both taka because you're called a yechidi because man, you're missing these two components, a wife and children. Now, so interesting, the Chizkuni says, time of the Krah, what is Pshat? If he has a wife and children, then Rabbi Moshe Shifra Knanis. So the Chizkuni wants to say, because Anirza says, Ahavti es Ishti Ubonai. That means there's something that's attracting him. Ishti Ubonai. So the Torah wanted that this should not be said. He shouldn't have such feelings. So if he has previously a wife and children, so then he's nimshach after his wife and children. So Mameli won't say, after his ishti yobonai on the shifcha and those children. If he doesn't have a wife and children, so then he's more olol to say, after his ishti yobonai, so I don't want to go out, and then, which is not a lechatchila dike matzah. he says it and he wants it, so there's a din nirza, but that's not lechatchila. So that is why the Torah was toile. The din meisalei shifra knanis dafke if there's a isha or bonnet. Agav urche, the Mishnah Melech clears us of it. If we'll dash in time of the crop, perhaps we could be patient to something. The Mishnah Melech clears two shailas. What is when he became an eved, he had a wife, and he became this alman? Can the Odin give him over a shifra knanis now? Now he doesn't have an ish anymore. And he clears the second shaila. What if he came in a yechidi? But later the Odin gave him permission to get married, vices need permission, and he married Anisha. Nias Bonim, will it now be sufficient that in order for the Rabbi Limsloi Shifra Knanis, or do you look what it was, the Chaim HaKadosh Tach Mesadikas, you look what it was, Yoroi, what was he goes, what was he b'shas he became an Eved Divri? That's when you look. It was a Yechidi, so forget about it. If he wasn't a Yechidi, then it could be good. So that's what said in the Chaim HaKadosh. Let us see Rashi. Yechidi nichnas, labeleza nami mashmalei begapei loshen begufei. Before Ishlei Loimar, Shimbo Begufo Yechidi, Yeitze Yechidi, Moise Loi Al Kolchoi. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbono, Nimkar Bemone. An Eved Ivri was sold for 6 years for a mone. So that means if he wants to make a rain kesef, so each year is a sixth of a money. The hishbiach, and now the Eved Ivri got worth double the amount. Va'omad al mosayim. Now he's worth 2 monies. Minayin shein mechashvin loy elamone. So now he wants to make a rain kesef. So how do you look? You look at the price that was given to him when he was purchased, or do you look at how much he's worth? It says in the Pasuk that you make a giroin mikesef miknosei from the money, the purchase money, the money that was used to purchase him. So it's purchased for with a money. So memela, so each year is a sixth of a money. What's the other way around? Nimkar bimosayim. What if he was purchased for 2 monies? Vehichsit, and then he became worthless. Va'omad al money, and now he's worth a money. So let's say he wants to go out the last year. So how much money do you make? A sixth of a money, which is now his value, or a sixth of Messiah, which was the purchase price? Minayin shemechashun le'ela money, Talmud le'ema, kefi shonov. In the Pasuk it says, there's another Pasuk, kefi shonov, how much he's worth this year. You don't look at the purchase price. You look at the value, how much he's worth that year. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "She'ein mechashvin loy k'shebo legareya v'livdois es atzmoy, even though elamone kama magia mimone lechol shone shel shei shonim. How much when you divide a money into 6 years?" Shtus mone, a sixth of a mone, that's how much was paid for each year. Vekamo migareya lechol shone. How much are you magareya lechol shone? Shtus mone, a sixth of a mone, that's, yeah. Veim noischa shone. If 1 year is left over, noischa le shtus mone. V'loy emrin, we don't say, harei hishbiach. Now he's worth double the amount. Now the hishbiach could be one of two eifanim. Number one, shenis yakra apu'ule. that the work became more expensive, the rates went up. Hoy hechlef koyach, or he became stronger. Vaymed al masayim, timne masayim lepula sheishonim, v'yiten lo ishlishmona. So for 1 year, you should give him a third of a month. Mikasev miknosoi, mishas miknosoi, yoshiv geulosoi. You cheshben from the purchase price. Hirsif niskalkul, what if he became worthless? Shemechashvin loy es hashonim she'olav lavoit, ele bemone. Kilo nimka bemone. Ulekame yalev, so the more is two droshes, one kefi shonov, you look how much is worth this year, and one you look mikesef miknosei, ulekame yalev, later the Gemara's going to learn out, my chos is the dosh lulakula, the other shevikhom al tachtoini kedamovi. He could say, pumfaker. I have here taka two limudim. One limud says I look at his value. One limud says I look at the purchase price. So the way chazal adashning, everything is coming to lakulas ha'eved and lachumras ha'odain, that the odain is losing all the time. So the Gemara's going to ask, me'efshe pumfaker. Efshev he became worth more, you go kefishonov. Efshev he became worth less, you look at kesef miknasa. That I was going to ask later. Now the Gemara says further. Now this pasuk is speaking about the kesef miknasa, kefishonov, is speaking about an eved hanimka lo'eved kechov. So ainli yale eved hanimka lo'eved kechovim oil v'nigal bekhoivim. That means we find another kula by Eved HaNimka La'akum. We find a kula that even though the Eved himself did not acquire money to be paid to himself, so there's a din of gulas kaivim. Kaivim can be goyim. But this kula of gulas kaivim only applies by Nimka La'akum. By other avodim nimkal Yisrael, you need his sigyada, you need he acquired himself the money. Nimkal Yisrael minolo. How do I know that this kula applies by nimkal Yisrael also? Talmud loymer soche soche legzere shavu yevet zere shavu soche soche. So I learn out nimkal Yisrael from nimkalak. Period. Amar Abaye. Abaye said, when Abaye was in a very good mood and his mind was open, Hareini keben Azai Bishuki Tverya. So he felt he was equal to Ben Azai Bishuki Tverya. Ben Azai was a Rizike Charef, a Rizike Talmud Chochem. Whenever you asked him on the spot, he answered you. So when Abaye felt that his mind was very open, he said, Hareini keben Azai Bishuki Tverya. Let's see what Rashi says. He was in a very good mood. My mind is open. I can answer whoever asks me. He was a chorev and a darshan. He was very sharp. So in certain times, Abaye felt he's equivalent to Ben Azar. So in that time, one of the Rabbon asked Abaye, so other Rabbi, Mechdei hanikroi ike lemidreshinu lekula. Vike le medreshinu le chumre. My chos is the darshinu le kula nidreshinu le chumre. That means that there's one pasuk says you go bossa the purchase price. Another pasuk says you go after the value that is worth now. And you're making everything le kula. Let's darshinu le chumre. So Abaye answered le salke baiter. Nah. You don't call le chumre by neighbor divri. Mida akel rachmona le gabei. Because you see, the Torah is very makel by an Eved Ivri. The sanye ki toiv loy imoch. It's good for him together with you. Imoch the machel, imoch the mishte. It has to be equal to the other. Shaloite at oichel pas nikiye, vo oichel pas kibel, you shouldn't eat soilus, and he'll eat pas made with the psalus of the chita. At a shoise yayin yoshan, vo shoise yayin chodosh. You have a old wine and he'll drink new wine. At a yoshna gabi muchen, you'll sleep on a mattress, on the garden, vo yoshna gabi tevin. No, ki toi bloi imoch. Mikan omru kala koine evadivri ke koine odain la atzmai. That means that you have to be very careful with how you treat this evadivri. Let us see the bottom taisvis. Kala koine evadivri ke koine odain la atzmai. The koshe, my odain, it's a very modern lotion that if a person purchases an evadivri, he purchases an odain over him. Dai loy liyes kadoinoi. They're equal. He has to be my odin. Where do you see in the pasuk ki toiv loy imoch? It should be good with him together with you, but obviously he's better than you. Vieshloime kivisa mirishalmi. The paamim ein loy elokar achas. He only has one pillow. Im shaychev olov ba'atzmoi eini mikayim ki toiv loy imoch. If he sleeps on it, you know, I'm going to sleep on the pillow, and you sleep on straw. That's not right. Toiv la'imach. We have to be equal. Fine. So I won't sleep also on a pillow. V'meinei sheichav olav, v'gameinei moisrei lavde, zumi destoim, that's amzerishes. There's a pillow here, and that's also, that's mi destoim. Nimsa shal kochach sach limsa la'avdoi, v'ayin odin la'avdoi, so only he has one, the eved gets it, not him. So that's the kaina odin la'atzmai. I saw grad a very interesting ha'ore. So it comes out ki toiv loy imoch. In other words, is saying that he's better than you. I mean, that's the end result. Ki toiv loy imoch means he's better than you. So then the Shvus Yaakov asks Akashem. The Gemara says in Ezer Neshech that there's machlekes. Ben Pture, Rabbi Kive, if two people were stuck in a midbar, there was one kita in Shalmayim, so what do you do? So Ben Pture says, you share it, double die of thirst. And Rabbi Kive says, no, I'm not machuyiv to give it to him. It says, v'chei ochicha imach, chayecha koidme. V'chei ochicha imach. So imach means that he's second to you, he's a tofel. V'chei achicha imach, tafel to you. Imach doesn't mean he's better than you, it means he's a tafel to you. He's second class. So if there's only one bottle of water, you take the bottle of water. So frektish was Yaakov, so this is v'chei achicha imach, and we darshan that the achicha is second rate, second class to you. And here we say, ki toiv loy imach, we say here, he's better than you. Imach means that he's better than you. Ki toiv loy imach, he's better than you. He's not, poshet imach means he's a tafel to you. Not, as if like the Rakasha. See? So he answers as follows. In the pasuk it says, v'haya ki yoyma eilecha, when the Evadivri tells you, loy eitze me'imach, I don't want to go away, ki ahevcha ve'es beisecha, I like you, es beisecha, ki toiv loy imach, ki toiv loy imach. So he says, that pshat is, this nirza wants to stay together. So he says, you know what? He wants to convince the Odin to keep him. Ahevcha ves beisecha ki toiv loy. He's saying, it's good for me, imach means a tofel. It's good for me to be a tofel. Ki toiv loy imach. He says, don't worry, the whole time, the 6 years I was here, I slept on the pillow, you slept on the ground. Listen, we're going to make a deal now. Yeah, finally he's leaving, so now I'll be able to sleep on the pillow. You'll be able to. I'm telling you, ki toiv loy, it'll be good. Kitoiv, that's what he's saying. That's the offer the Nirtza is giving. Kitoiv loy, it's good for me. Imach to be a tuffle to you. Imach means a tuffle. And he's accepting on himself to be a tuffle. So Vaistachoy, till now he was better. And now he's accepting to be a tuffle. That's what the Shvus Yaakov says, Pshat. So Amoyche de Kizach, it comes out that this whole Chiddush is only about, not by a Nirtza. By a Nirtza Taker, I mean, if I have to be for 50 years, I have to sleep without a pillow because I haven't had a Dibri. So for 6 years is enough. Well, so that's Taker Pshat. That is the deal, what the Nirtza is offering to the other. It's good enough for me that I'll be a Tuffle to you. And Imach is Taker a tight Tuffle. That's what the Shvus Yaakov wants to say. So Memela, so Abaye said, but I'll upon him. So he's asking the Shaila, how do we know that we should be makel for the Eved? He says, you see it, man, look at Heichen Bo Megim. Ki Toiv Lo Imach. So we should be makel. So the Gemara says, Anshuldigt. You can't bring a proof from this halacha that by giroin we're also makel. Ve'ema hani mili le'inyin achila shtiye ki heiched alei litztayer alei. It's to dinim. Kozman, he's an eved. So we want him, he should feel comfortable. He should, he's an eved. He has a shivche. So upon him, we want him, he shouldn't have tzar. Ha'le'inyin pidyin. But when it comes, now that's tamazay, a pillow, my memela. But when it comes to money, to be paid them, machmer olay. Here we should be machmer. Fakel, you want to become by Sabbat? Pay for it. We'll throw all the chumras at him. That if you're worth more, so you have to be paid the more. If you were sold for more, you have to be paid also more. And there's an inyan, because we want Taka, he should suffer to be an Eved Taka, to remain an Eved. Because this is a punishment. It's not famously became an Eved, Nebuch, the business became no good. There's a reason why he became an Eved. Look how humble the dust of Shvius is. That means that if a person is not even over the main Isurim of Shvius, only the small Isurim of Shvius, look how far the Einish is. Adam noisei v'noisen b'peirishviyas. A person does business with peirishviyas. No. That's iser eser. La'ochla v'loy l'schayra. L'soif, you know what happens? He starts losing his money. Moicheres metaltalov. So he needs money, so he starts selling his metaltalov. Shenema b'shnas ha'yoivo t'shuv ishalach u'zasoi. Somachle v'chisim kuramem kalam yisecha, konim yadam yisecha, dova anikna miyad liyad. So all of a sudden the business turns sour. He was thinking that's good. All of a sudden he starts, doesn't have money, he has to go and sell his metaltala. Loi hirgish, it didn't hit him. Why did the business go bad? What do you mean why the business went bad? Look, the whole nation is suffering. He wasn't margish why his business went bad. So it's gonna go further down. The soif meicher as sadaisav. So they sold all the metaltalim. Got its meirdik. I just learned a gemara in Masechta Shabbos that there was a machlekes, a Ravin, and other amiroim had to say pshat na mishneh. And Rava was meikel. And they were machma. Someone asked a shaila. It was the shaila how you make rechitza before a mila, if you make a regular rechitza, or you have to make zilov. So shaila how to make it. So Rava had his pshat, and he told him, this is how I learned pshat in the Mishnah, and allowed to make a normal rechitza. After this psak, Rava got sick. No, Rava got sick. So what do we do when we get sick? You go to a doctor, you see? Rava said, the first thing that hit him, the other Amayroin that said Pshat in the Mishnah are older than me. Look, I had a different Pshat in the Mishnah. So I have to paskin like my Pshat? Why did I do this? And he was Chayzer from his Pshat, and he was Chayzer from the whole Pshat, and they were right. So Kaponim, that was Rava. Rava got sick. He realized that there's a connection. Not some of them get sick. He got sick because he had Paskin Keneged Tamid Chachamah who were older than him, and that was not the proper thing to do. This person who did Tzchayre Bepeir Shviz, and all of a sudden his income went down, and he had to sell all his books. Lehirgish. He didn't feel, he didn't put two and two together. Why the business is going sour? So it goes further. L'soif, Moiches HaDoisa. It's gonna go further. He has to now sell his property. Shinemek Yomoch Achicha. That's the Smichas HaParshus. Omochem HaPazosai. Loibos Liyodoi. Now it says a different lotion. Now this is going to continue. This is... Now nothing is going to hold him back. He doesn't think at all. That is a very interesting shini haloshin. Maishna hosam do amale hilgish, or maishna hocha do amale bos liyode. We'll see in Rashi with this name. Kide Ravune, do amar Ravune, kibir sha orba odam aveira vishona bo. He was over an aveira, and he repeats it, hutchalot, it becomes mutter. In fact, the Gemara Hutrola is halket aita, what you do twice an aveira, so then it becomes mutter. Elo nasis loy keheta. It means already, you do it once, the first time you do aveira, there's some heart palpitations. You do it a second time already, it's already Hutrola, nasis loy keheta. So let's see what Rashi says, Amira de Karashi. So Rashi says as follows. Mit Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina, Shleibole de Avdis, that what he became an Eved, that what he went down the rung, and he eventually ended up being an Eved. You know why this all occurred? To show you Choshen al Shvius, because he was Avis Shvius. Avko shel Shvius. Iser hakal shebo. He was over an easy Iser. Ha'oise schoira bepeirise, v'havale lav habo michlal asei. It's not a lav, it's a lav habo michlal asei. Lo'och lo v'loi l'schoira. Mishnas ha'yevel azei, chisimku as, v'chisimku, that's the next post, in timku, v'tiknu ma'asher sati lachem boi, soifach limker mimkorecha v'chol kli beisech. Lo'i hirgish, he didn't feel, Loisam liboy leporonius habo alov. He did not pay attention to the poronius that's occurring to him. Larzer boy me avere shabiyadi to do tshuve. He didn't. That was in the beginning. Gabe loihilgish kalsinam lesoif shemoicha. If he's my magus, he'll save shemoicha. The Gabi lay boss liyadoi, the kula gasim te sefta ad shemoicha, vahochi mashme, loy savoy biyadoi hiru tshuva. He won't think about now, after the first time being nichshol in aveira, and Polonius is coming, his mind is still capable of being maharab tshuva. He needs him a slave. You have to think about it, but if you think about it, he'll get there. But after Ova Boy Vishono, Eloi Savi Biyo Dehira Tshuva, now it won't come to him anymore. Ache Bolacha, he's gonna go further down there, he's out of control. Maisha Diktoni Lai Hirgish, the Mashmem Lai Hirgish, Saifoi Lovi Lekach, Im Lai Hirgish, if he didn't think about it, So the Gemara says, this is Rav Hune. Hagavucha, there's a Merdike word from Rabbi Zal Peterberger wants to fa'enfer akasha that Rabbi Sol Salanta asked. Rabbi Sol Salanta relates, he remembers in his times that when Elul came, Elul made a roshim on everybody. There was a gebaldike, there was a pachad, when it came Elul, that it's Elul a month before, Ashishon the Yemadin. There was a pachad Elul. But Rabbi Yisrael Salant was about, it's very interesting. The greater the person was, the greater the pachad was. That means the gedolei ador, by them you could see the elul was mamish as a chodim leiloi. By the poshita hamoin, they also, the elul is coming, could also see, but it didn't affect them so much. The pachad of the yoima did not affect them so much like by the gedolei yisrael. So we saw Kalanta asks Lachaire, the Cheshbon is fakert, the Gdoile Yisrael, what kind of Eiris did they do? Good, they also did Eiris, but the Gdoile Yisrael also did Eiris, but I mean, the Hamoinan did much more than they did. So why when it came to the Pachad, the Hamoinan was less afraid? He said, that's a Matthias, he can witness it. So he lies by Akasha. So Rabbi Zilpaterberg, it says there's a Pasha to Teretz. He says, you don't understand. By the Amoin Am, by them, by a lot of Avedis, they have Ravunas Hata Hutraloi. So Mamela, they have to start thinking, oh, it's before Rosh Hashanah, so they have to start thinking of Avedis that they have. The Hutraloi, the Kaveris, that are an Avedis. So what they have is Epiphany, some Avedis, those that were not of Avishonah. No, they had a few. By the Gedolei Yisrael, there wasn't any Hutraloi, so they had a whole list of Avedis that they had to do tshuva on. That's the difference. Zot the Gemara weiter. Now, but this is going to go Lebos Leyod already. He's rolling down. There's no conscience. There's no fear. There's nothing. There's no tshuva. Lebos Leyodoy Ad Shemoicher Asbitoy. Next step, he sold his house. He sold his sodas. He sold the metaltalim. He's going to sell his daughter. Shenema v'chiyim kareish es bita loma v'af agav the bita leksiva b'ha yinyone. Doesn't say in Parshas Bahar, it doesn't say bita, aber kamashmlon nizben inish peratim l'neze beribisi, because it says further down he's desperate, he wants to borrow money with interest. So a person will first sell his daughter before he borrows money with interest. My time brate megare venavke, a daughter you sell, you can always get her back. But ribis is something that it goes further and further. Libos liyodai atshalova beribis. He doesn't go. It's mamish. He doesn't have an eitzah. He has to buy with credit cards already. It's no eitzah. He has to. Shenema v'chiyomach hechichamot v'yodhimach v'samach le'altikach me'iten eshech v'tavis. Leibos le'yodah, and things are still not going good. It's getting worse and worse. Ad shemoicha esatzmei. He sells himself to for never divrei. Shenema v'chiyomach hechichah v'nimkalach. Then goes further, Leiloch, Elulager, and then he can't find a yid that wants to buy him. He sells himself to Ager, Shenema Lager, Veloilager Tzedek, not Ager Tzedek, Elulager Toishav. He's only Mekayim, Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach, Shenema Ger Toishav. Then it says, Oi, Mishpachas Ger. Is that Oivet Kechovim? Is that a Ger Toishav? He's an Oivet Oivet Zorim. כשאומר לעיקר זה הנמקה לעבודס כחובים עצמו. He's sold to a church. He's the shamash over there. And the church, he's working for the church. So we see Rabbi Yossi Bachanina told us what happens, the chaymer of chet, of afka shel shviyas, how far the onshim will go down, and he's going to end up to be an eved. That's the einish. An eved is going to be, he's going to be shamish in the church. So it could be, if the Torah is telling us the onshim, which are going to come on him because the Averi started after Shal Shviyas, so could be the Torah would not make all so much with him that let's get him out as soon as possible. You want to get out? We'll throw the book at you that if he got worth more, so you have to make a Geroin with more expensive money. You have purchased for more. We also work with the Tzadda Chayma. Amalei,
Hosama Hadreko. So the Gemara says, no. He says, even though we see that it's the Torah is telling us what's going to happen, but we see the Torah wants Shem Rachmanis on him. The Tony Debe Rabbi Shmuel Hoyel Maholach Zev and Nasa Kaimel Avedis Kechon. Now, since this person ended up by becoming a Kaimel Avedis Kechon, he's the Gaberishan there in the church. So he's falling already, let's throw stones at him already. No, you can't leave him like this. You don't. So the Gemara says, fine. The aim that's true. We have to try and take him out. But maybe we'll make it difficult. We'll make all the chumras. So you didn't prove to me as yet that this drash that you made, that true from the psukim, it would seem that there are two siddurim of pidyon. There's a pidyon of mikasef miknosi, there's a pidyon of kvishonov, but you didn't prove to me if I'm mekel or if I'm achma. Could be I am achma. Let us see Rashi. Afar gav the bitoy bahay in yon elixive litresh pa smiches parshe mikoma kamaylo parshes ribis smuch el parshes mem kabais anan sadi shekvar mocher as bitim yesh le bas ktane koidem shelova baribis tenechalei chiyam ochachicha akol beseida smiches parshes uder shebekulon zukosh mishalofono shenema leger parsh acherzi asmuch el anim kolach bechisasi gyager betoy shevimo זה הנמכר לעבודס כחוב מעצמו לחטוי בעצם ושאר צרוכר ולוי לשם אלוקובס ולוי לשם אלוהוס עד ריקרו לכל יסוע לרחים עולו לתחי אבן אחר הנפר איתחי אבן שלי תהי לוי גאולו. Let us just see אבקו של שביעס, the second Tosfos Peirush, איסה קל שבו the ikke is a shvius eine elo aber des karke gegen kharische zrie aber mas und mapen eine elo esse baume loch lo bleib es khoyre es a hard do I know that take that this comes about through afka shel shvius so this says misvore shbole eine ze al mas und maton mido keneged mide now he has to sell his things to lose them. So mistome, the reason is because he was selling things which he shouldn't have sold. Okamash mon Lisbon in Ishbarati Avagav Shemaftin Oiso Bal Kol Choy. We learned before, even though the father doesn't want to be Poydah, we're Poydah Bal Kol Choy, become Okim Ribis Kosha Yois. It's worse to Ribis. Laika Zavoidis Kechovim. She's safe for the yoke.